North Kona users have been on a 25% cutback since January because of four failed wells. Sunday's shutdown of the Honokahau well brought even more draconian restrictions, but some relief should come soon. Department head Keith Okamoto says spare parts for a Waimea well are being used for Honokahau.
Our Honokahau well is critical, one of the largest wells, 2 million gallons per day. It serves a large area from Keaupu to Kalawa and everything in between. We are hopeful that we can get it back online early part of next week.
The next priority will be the Polani and Hualalai wells. Each pumps around 1.5 million gallons per day. Parts should be in by the end of August and contractors will start installation. Okamoto says the six well failures in the last year have been with equipment from different vendors. The failures have come as soon as 1 day to 2 years after installation.
We haven't figured out the common thread yet. Procurement law states that we take the lowest responsive bidder as long as they meet the qualifications. They have proven reliability in the past, so we're not quite sure why they're failing.
Okamoto says they have hired two outside experts to assess the problems. The Hawaii County Department of Water Supply is under control of a volunteer water board. Hilo-based contractor Craig Takamine is the chair.
Now is the time to look at a detailed assessment of our deep wells and pumping equipment. Tap into a group such as the American Water Works Association for research. There's got to be other areas in the world that face the same situation and are pumping from the same depths.
Neither Takamine nor Okamoto were able to comment on any impact on water rates. For now, the 10,000 county water customers in North Kona must use water only for health and safety and stop all irrigation. From Kona, this is Sherry Bracken for Hawaii Public Radio.